Beginning to Clone a Gene. In this chapter, you explore the use of plasmids and restriction enzymes as tools of biotechnology. DNA cloning is the process of making many exact copies of a particular piece of DNA. First, a specific gene, for example, a gene for a human therapeutic protein, is cut from its source using a restriction enzyme. It is then pasted together with other fragments to create a recombinant plasmid, a plasmid built with fragments of DNA from different sources. The discovery of plasmids and restriction enzymes in bacteria is a classic example of how findings from basic research can revolutionize a field. With the discovery of these biomolecules, scientists made major breakthroughs in understanding fundamental processes of life and in developing life-improving products. Plasmids. Many different types of bacteria carry two forms of DNA. One, a single chromosome made up of a large DNA molecule that contains all the information needed by the organism to survive and reproduce. And two, plasmids, small circular DNA molecules ranging in size from 1,000 to 200,000 base pairs. Two nitrogenous bases join to connect complementary strands of DNA that are present in multiple copies separate from the chromosomal DNA. See Figure 2A.2. Some bacteria carry as many as 500 plasmids in each cell. Figure 2A.2 illustrates DNA in bacterial cells. Four characteristics of plasmids make them ideal vectors, or vehicles for carrying DNA sequences from one organism to another, for genetic engineering. 1. The ability to replicate. 2. The ability to initiate transcription. 3. A gene or genes that code for resistance to antibiotics, a class of compounds that kill or inhibit the growth of microorganisms. And 4. The ability to be passed between bacteria. These characteristics are described in detail below. 1. Plasmids have the ability to replicate, that is, to make copies of themselves, independently of the bacterial chromosome. To do this, plasmids include a specific sequence to which the host cell DNA synthesis enzymes bind and initiate DNA replication, a biological process that occurs in all living organisms to make copies of their DNA. This sequence is called the origin of replication, or ORI, site. 2. Plasmids have the ability to initiate transcription, the process by which information encoded in DNA is transferred to messenger RNA, mRNA. mRNA is an RNA molecule transcribed from the DNA of a gene and used as the template for protein synthesis, using the host cell RNA polymerase, a protein that makes mRNA from DNA. RNA, or ribonucleic acid, is a single-stranded biomolecule made up of a nitrogenous base, a ribose sugar, and a phosphate. It plays a critical role in protein synthesis, transmitting genetic information from DNA to the ribosome, where proteins are then made. This ability requires another sequence called the promoter, a specific DNA sequence that binds RNA polymerase and initiates transcription of the gene. The promoter binds RNA polymerase, and this is where transcription is initiated. All genes have promoters located next to them in the DNA. For human therapeutic protein genes to be expressed in bacteria, they must be inserted into the plasmid next to the promoter. 3. Plasmids possess a gene or genes that code for antibiotic resistance. the state in which bacteria are no longer sensitive to an antibiotic and will continue to grow and divide in the presence of that antibiotic. These genes code for proteins that inhibit the action of antibiotics secreted by microorganisms, which can confer a selective advantage in nature to plasmid-containing bacteria in a microbial population where bacteria compete for survival. 4. Plasmids can be passed on from one bacterial strain to another in a process called bacterial conjugation, which enables bacteria to share and exchange genetic information. When a plasmid with a gene for antibiotic resistance is taken in by bacteria lacking that plasmid, the bacteria will then become resistant to that specific antibiotic. In nature, conjugation occurs with very low efficiency. That is, only a small percentage of bacteria in a population can take in plasmid DNA at any point in time. Figure 2A.3 illustrates the basic components of a plasmid. And see Figure 2A.3, which illustrates a plasmid vector. Consider. Use what you know about natural selection and evolution to describe how plasmids might confer a selective advantage to their host bacteria. In developing techniques for cloning genes in bacteria, scientists had a powerful tool in plasmids, a vector that can be taken in by bacteria, that replicates in bacteria to produce many copies of itself, that has a promoter for transcription of an inserted gene, and that carries a gene for antibiotic resistance. The presence of an antibiotic resistance gene on the plasmid vector allows scientists to identify the small percentage of bacteria that took in the plasmid. Bacteria that did not take in the plasmid will be killed by the antibiotic. Those that have the plasmid with the gene of interest will survive and grow. If you carry out the lab in Chapter 5, you will take advantage of these features of plasmids when you transfer your recombinant plasmid into bacteria. Once scientists recognize the power of plasmids as a potential vector, the next challenge was to determine how to incorporate a foreign gene of interest, such as the insulin gene, into the plasmid DNA. The plasmids you will work with in this and subsequent labs contain the genes for resistance to the antibiotics ampicillin and kanamycin. These genes produce proteins that inactivate the target antibiotic by chemically modifying its structure. Restriction enzymes. In the early 1950s, scientists observed that certain strains of E. coli, a common bacterium found in the human gut, were resistant to infection by bacteriophage, a virus that infects bacteria by injecting its DNA into the cell and then commandeering the host cell's molecular processes to make more bacteriophage. Investigation of this primitive bacterial immune system led to the discovery of restriction enzymes, proteins that restrict the growth of bacteriophage by recognizing and destroying the phage DNA without damaging the host or bacterial DNA. Subsequent studies demonstrated that restriction enzymes from different strains of bacteria cut DNA at specific sequences, which are called restriction sites. Consider. How do bacteria that carry a restriction enzyme avoid cutting up their own DNA? Table 2A.1 provides examples of restriction enzymes isolated from different strains of bacteria and the DNA sequences they cut. In the example shown, the enzymes cut asymmetrically on the strands of DNA, leaving single-stranded overhanging sequences at the site of the cut. For example, a cut or digestion with ECoR1 will leave an AATT overhang or sticky end on one strand and a TTAA sticky end on the other strand. Table 2A.1 illustrates the restriction enzymes used in this laboratory. Consider, what is the sequence of the sticky end that results when DNA is cut with BAMH1? With HindI3? Scientists can modify plasmids to have a single restriction enzyme site. Imagine that you have a plasmid with a single ױR1 site. Draw the structure of the plasmid after it has been cut with the enzyme and show the nucleotide sequences left at the site of the cut. If you wanted to insert a gene from a plant at this site, what enzyme would you use to cut the plant DNA with? Explain your response. Did you know? The rise of antibiotic-resistant bacteria. Antibiotics and similar drugs have been used for the last 70 years to treat patients who have infectious diseases. When prescribed and taken correctly, antibiotics are enormously valuable in patient care. However, these drugs have been used so widely and for so long that the infectious organisms the antibiotics are designed to kill have adapted to them, making the drugs less effective. Antibiotic resistance occurs when some bacteria in a population are able to survive when exposed to one or more antibiotics. These species that have become resistant cause infections that cannot be treated with the usual antibiotic drugs at the usual dosages and concentrations. Some have developed resistance to multiple antibiotics and are dubbed multi-drug resistant bacteria or superbugs. Antibiotic resistance is a serious and growing phenomenon and has emerged as one of the major public health concerns of the 21st century. When drug-resistant organisms acquire resistance to first-line antibiotics, those selected on the basis of several advantages, including safety, availability, and cost, the use of second-line agents is required. These are usually broader in spectrum, may be less beneficial in relation to the associated risks, and may be more expensive or less widely available.